Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, and the destination and the purpose that God has planned for us. Not our purpose, not our destination, but His. And as we walk by faith, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, applying that word, living that word out, we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and faith to faith. Even as we go through everyday situation, life circumstances, we receive a blessing, an impartation, an empowering, a wisdom, a knowledge and understanding as we take the word of God and we use the word of God to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway. We allow God's spirit to lead us to the place of victory. And in doing so, we become a blessing to every nation, to every creed, and every generation because we show and demonstrate the love, the power, the authority of God in our lives in such a way that they're drawn to the life and the light that we shine, that shines so brightly, that sits on hill, that makes them wonder, what is it that we know that they don't know? Or what is it that we have that they don't have? And we're able to tell them it's the love of God through salvation, through Jesus Christ. So I'm so grateful that you're here with me today and you are listening for this 15-minute empowerment, the word of God and the word of truth. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals living in a different time, different century. But the word of God is still prevalent for our lives, just as it is and was for them, and it is alive and is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. We see their lives, study and understand how they walked, how they listened to God, how they obeyed, how they even sometimes made mistakes, but it didn't stop the word of God. It still was accomplished in their life because when God chooses a person, a family, a nation, or a tribe, He chooses that because He wants glory, and God wants glory out of us. He wants the glory out of our lives. He has chosen us, and He has chosen us for His glory. Today we're going to look at this scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to look at verse 11, and I'm going to read out of another interpretation, but this is what the Word of God says. It says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are already doing. Many of us are already encouraging people that we know, people that are in the church and our church body, maybe our family members, our spouses, our children. We're already encouraging them. But my challenge to you today is encourage outside of the circle that you already know. Encourage people who don't know the Lord. Tell them to have a nice day. Let them say something to them to give them life or give them hope, even if it means they might come back with something that is sarcastic or smart. Don't shut down. Don't go into a shell. Don't go into rejection just because they are not receiving the life which you're giving. Sometimes we have to break through a shell. Sometimes we have to break through that wound, that hurt, or the day that they're having. And our encouragement might be the thing that they go and think about later on. We're encouraging them so that our conversation can go a little bit deeper the next time we see them, the next time they meet someone else. And we can lead them, if they don't know Jesus, into a place where they can know Him by watching our lives and how we treat one another, and especially how we encourage and how we build up and how we plant the seed of life. The encouragement that we are going to give, it's going to cost you something because it's going to mean this. You can't look at your own self. You can't think about you. You've got to put someone else, esteem someone else higher and above you. You've got to talk to them and not just say words, but say words that are impacted by faith and impacted by life. So that means you've got to move into a realm of saying, God, I'm going to do what you've done. I'm going to be like the apostles of old. I'm going to speak to them the words that stir them in their spirits, that stirs their heart, that stirs their mind. And it doesn't have to be some deep revelation, because whenever you begin to talk and you talk by in power and by faith, your words do something. They act. They are commanded because inside of us is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, which is part of the Trinity, that Spirit is alive. Go back and look at the Bible. It says the Spirit of the Lord hovered and brooded over the waters. And go, and you see that that same Spirit is able to move to do something, that the Holy Spirit was there and came upon Jesus like a dove. So that same Spirit is in us, and we now have the ability, to, when we say something, even if this is a beautiful day, this is just a wonderful day. Enjoy your day. You are speaking life by faith and empowering them to enjoy a beautiful day that God has made, to look at a beautiful day that God has created, to look at a day that they have not seen before, regardless of the weather that they've had, regardless of what's happened in their day or their loss or even in what's going on in their job. You are encouraging them to now see something that they could not or would not see if you hadn't said it. You're encouraging them to now say, okay, I will. I'm going to try. Even if they say, I don't, I'm going to try. Even if they say, I don't see what's so beautiful about it. And that gives you a door. Look around. That gives you the door to say that and say something that still gives God glory, still brings glory to Him, and still empowers their life. You have power in your tongue to speak and to declare and to even encourage someone to hope, to believe, to be lifted up, that their heart is not downtrodden, even if they're not a believer. You're planting a seed. You're saying something that is going to have them thinking about your words and thinking about how they can do that. And even if they rejected your words are still going to be in their mind. And it's going to make them rethink, reevaluate some things. So we have to encourage one another. Now we get to the body of Christ. We've got to encourage one another because we go through things and we need someone to encourage us and we need someone to be there. And this particular chapter, this is talking about the coming of the Lord. It is talking about His return. It is talking about the things that we suffered and the faithfulness of God. And it says, while we're waiting on Him to return, continue to encourage one another. We are in expectation of our Lord and Savior coming back. We are in such an expectation that the Bible lets us know that we are supposed to live every single day as if He was going to return, because He is closer than when you first heard. He's closer than when you first believed. He is closer than when you first received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you haven't received Him as your Lord and Savior, this is a great opportunity for you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to believe that He is the Son of the living God, that He came through a virgin birth, that He died suffering and died on the cross. He took our place, exchanged our place, went into hell, but got up on the third day with all power in His hand, and now seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us, and then He's going to return. If you haven't received Him, this is an opportunity for you to receive Him. But for those who know Him, be encouraged in your faith. Be encouraged in your testimony. Be encouraged in the fact that you know Him and you serve Him and that you're going to see Him, that you have received Him in your life and He is going to have an eternal home for you that He's made, a mansion that He's made, and that is going to be so glorious that He's going to be the light of the city. And every city, those 12 gates, represent something and have the wonderful, beautiful jewels that we've never, ever seen or never, ever imagined, nothing that we've seen on this earth on them, and the streets are paved with gold. We've never seen gold streets before, but that's what the Word of God tells us in Revelation, and I believe the Word of God. So in that, while I'm waiting on Him and I'm still serving for Jesus and I'm doing all that He says, I'm still going to do what the Word says, and I'm going to encourage others in their stand, in their faith, in their walk, in their testimony, in the life that they live for His glory, and how they treat others. I'm going to encourage them to do it by the Word of God, because we have power in us to encourage, to look at someone else and encourage them, to push them up, to allow them to understand that their destiny is greater than where they are right now, that what's going on in their life is not the place where they're going to stop, but they're just going through that place, through that season, through that day to get to something else. And we have to encourage one another in our most holy faith, encourage one another in the Word of God, encourage one another and give strength to one another by our overcoming testimony, and know that God is faithful. He is well able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. If he says he's coming, then he's coming back. I believe him. It doesn't matter about the time, because the time is he's trying to gather more people. He's trying to give other people an opportunity to know him, to come into his kingdom. He's giving other people other opportunities to understand that he paid a price for them, that he loves them, and that he's able to give them eternal victory and victory in this life. The Bible lets us know that we're overcomers. We're triumphant, not only in the world to come, but in this world right now, in this life that we live in right now, are overcomers, regardless of what it looks like or what it feels like, because of the Word and what the Word of God says and what Jesus has done and what he's given me. I am an overcomer. I'm going to overcome the situations that I'm in. I'm going to overcome the circumstances that I face. I'm going to overcome the things that try to hit me and block me. I'm going to overcome every obstacle by faith, because I'm running my race well. I'm not running my race with doubt or fear. I'm running my race with the confidence of what Jesus has already done, what his Word has already spoken, what he's already accomplished, and what he's already done, and now he's seated at a place of authority that says that he's finished what he's supposed to do in the earth, and when he comes, the finalization is going to be here. But until then, he's seated. He's seated at a place in a seat that says, I conquered the things that you could not. I did it on your behalf. And because I did it on your behalf, and now you're a new creature in me, that you're now, the life that you're living is through me now, because you received me as Lord and Savior, because you received me as the priest of your life, because you received me as the blood offering, the sacrifice. I am now seated here, conquering what you could not conquer, and now having a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord. So we encourage each other in our stand, in our faith, because we believe that he's going to return, and we know that he is. And because we believe that, we're encouraged to know that this is not our home, that this we're just sojourning through. We have a home that is not built by hands, and because of that, we encourage every single day to believe that he's closer, that he could come any minute, and we're ready. So we're going to encourage one another, and we're going to let someone else know by encouraging them in their day, encouraging them in what they're in, that it's going to be all right, that if they trust the Lord, they're going to see him do exceedingly abundantly far above what they ask, think, or even imagine. Our encouragement is power. Our encouragement is full of faith and full of love and compassion. Our encouragement is in the thing that we know is everlasting, which is the Word of God. We believe the Word, and we take the Word for what it is. It is alive, and it is able to answer every problem, solve any problem, and do exactly what it says. I'm Dr. Cheryl Faxon, and we're just talking about encouragement as we're getting ready for spring and we're getting ready for all these good things. We are encouraged in our faith. Whatever winter brought, whatever that season brought, we're saying we're going to see something better, because we're going to encourage ourselves, we're going to encourage one another, and we're going to encourage someone who does not know Jesus. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. And I will see you tomorrow at the same time for another 15-minute of empowerment and the process of there. God bless you.